Lord, thank you for the grace of unwavering faith in you. Amen. Thank you, sweet spouse, for going to confession and repenting of your irritation as you came to understand and get to know these dear souls who did not have the same upbringing as you. And here the Lord is referring to, last week I went back home to Texas for my daughter's wedding, and her house was constantly filled with a variety of friends and family. There was a steady stream of a dozen or so people continually coming and going from the house. And yet, only a few of us were actually working and doing the heavy lifting for the monumental task that is necessary to pull off a wedding in this day and age. I could feel my irritation and frustration level climb higher and higher as I was thinking about this entitled group of 30-year-olds, and quickly realized my own sin, and immediately shut Satan down, ejecting him and his demons from my thoughts, repenting, and asking Holy Spirit to take over my mind and heart, removing all judgment and critical attitude. I asked the Lord to reinstall holy filters over my mind, eyes, ears, mouth, heart, and all my senses. Jesus continued, some of them grew up with inattentive parents and left them with TV and the internet to entertain these precious ones. They fell into video games, marijuana, and alcohol, partying, and a not-so-loving, nurturing, godly childhood was the making of this self-involved, gotta have it now, and what's in it for me generation that the enemy has so effectively used to turn them away from me. Pray for them, my brides, for soon they will come running back to me, but in many cases they have crossed over to darkness, so much so that they could be lost to the fires of hell for all eternity because no one prayed for them. Please, heart dwellers, keep praying for souls. I will do better in praying for these souls, Lord. Thank you for opening my eyes to these younger, hurting ones in need of your healing, love, and forgiveness. Jesus, when I was coming back to the refuge and in Texas, what was that strong sense of shifting I was feeling and experiencing? While you were away, I gave you a taste of the enemy's tactics, trying very hard to placate, neutralize, and ultimately disintegrate the manifestation of the gifts and graces I have given all of you in the community. There are evil spirits causing fractures, breakdowns, breakups, and disruption in our holy arrangements, if not guarded against. Mother Claire was hit the hardest. Satan wants nothing more than to strike the shepherd and disperse the flock. But this I will not allow. We are growing, Elizabeth, not diminishing in holiness. Exercising and flexing these gifts and spiritual muscles are essential. Trust and have faith in me to bring you up higher. Remembering your complete dependency is on me and not in your own abilities, my little ones. Stay meek, lovingly humble, and very close to me, allowing us to work effectively through my instruments. The devil and his demons are nothing, and you all need to not fall into the traps and snares they set before you each day. Sever these evil cords and projections they are trying desperately to tie and bind you up with and render you ineffective. Your faith in my goodness to deliver each of you and demonstrating compassionate love for others will allow you to climb higher without realizing it. Use the heavenly weapons I have given each of you. Reapply your armor and my blood throughout the day and night. Staying covered is essential as darkness continues to plague the earth with greater intensity. I love you and will never leave you. Stay strong, my people, for I stand beside you, and I have overcome the world. Amen.